today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
We have been wired with a desire to be liked by people, friends, family members, and those who we like to hang out with. Many times each day, believers are asking themselves and others, "Why don't they like me?" Some have said, "I did not do anything to them." Others have said, "I just don't understand." Still, there are those who have asked the question, "What do I have to do to get them to like me?" At what point will you come to terms that it is not you they have a problem with? At what point will you realize that it really does not have anything to do with you or what you did? You are not the issue. Each time the world looks at you, they see what they could be. Each time the world looks at you, they see a reflection of what they could do if they would stop making excuses. You're like a mirror the world looks into each day and sees their flaws, but can't do anything themselves to make the necessary corrections. Each day, the world looks at you and sees the God you serve working mightily through you, shining light and exposing the error of their ways. Those in and of the world hate you and the Christ you serve. It's not you, but it's who you represent. In John chapter 15, verses 18 and 19, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I have chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." Jesus shared with his disciples why people did not like them. The same holds true for you. The world only cares for its own. God chose you out of the world, and you accepted the call. When you accepted the call, you chose sides. You forgot the things behind you, and now you are reaching for the things before you. You drew a permanent line in the pavement of obedience. You got into the boat and crossed over to the other side. You put on the garment of praise. You said to the world, "I am not my own. I was bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ." Each day, when you leave your home and go out into the world, you are a reminder of how Jesus crushed the head of Satan and defeated him on the cross at Calvary. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, you are letting the world know, clearly, you are epistles of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Holy Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. Now, do you understand why the world hates you? Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.